This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian armed forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and missiles last night. According to the headquarters integrated defense staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian armed forces successfully neutralized the attack and no loss of life has been reported. 8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwadi, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. All missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. The visuals over Jammu remind exactly of Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Border Security Force also foiled a major infiltration attempt at the international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir's Samba district last night, killing at least 7 terrorists. Sources in the BSF said an infiltration attempt by a big group of terrorists was detected by surveillance grid. This infiltration bid was supported by fire from park rangers post Dhandar. Alert troops of BSF caused extensive damage to the park post Dhandar. We now go live to our correspondent Bhupendra for more updates. Bhupendra, what is the latest information you can bring us?
Yeah, well, so Indian Armed Forces and BSF have successfully countered the malicious attempt of Pakistan to target Jammu, Pathankot, Udhampur and Samba district in Jammu and Kashmir last night. These attacks were foiled by the Integrated Counter Unmanned Aerial System, US Grid, S-400 Tranche System, Barak 8 missiles, Akash surface-to-air missile and DRDO anti-drone technologies, which created an aerial shield around the cities. Yesterday, India destroyed a Chinese-supplied HQ-9 air defense unit to Pakistan in Lahore and damaged key radar infrastructure in Pakistan. And Israeli-origin Harop drones were deployed to target and destroy air defense assets in Karachi and Lahore. Operation Sindoor has clearly sent a message that India is not just capable of defending its skies, but also it can successfully hit the enemy target with precision. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, Bhupendra, thank you for that update. In Punjab, armed forces have also thwarted multiple attempts by Pakistan to target some locations, including in Pathankot, Jalandhar, Amritsar and Bhatinda last night. Amid escalating tensions, Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Directors General of Border Security Force to take stock of the border situation. He also spoke with the Directors General of CISF regarding airport security. Meanwhile, in a special joint briefing yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit. He also stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd of April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh reiterated India's commitment to non-escalation on the only condition that Pakistan respects it.
Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy calibre artilleries in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to the Pakistani firing. Here too, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistan military.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation along the western border and operational preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces. The meeting was attended by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Defence Secretary R.K. Singh was also present in the meeting. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also holding a meeting with Directors General of Border Security Force, CISF, and Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. After India's retaliatory strikes, a seemingly nervous Pakistan has resorted to spreading fake news and misinformation in digital space. It is fabricating stories of miraculous military victories which reflect Islamabad's deliberate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative and manipulate public perception.
Desperate Pakistan has shared a video claiming drone attack in Jalandhar on social media, which is an unrelated video of a farm fire. Laughably, it is also surfacing a video of an explosive attack that took place in Lebanon in 2020. This is an attempt to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India in retaliation. One more false claim is related to Ambala Air Base is surfacing online, where Islamabad notoriously claimed that the Indian military used Ambala Air Base to attack Amritsar and its own citizens. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Here is another report from our correspondent on the blatant lies being peddled by Pakistan on social media.
Losing its thunder after India's retaliatory action following Pahalgam terror attack, desperate Pakistan has stooped to circulating fake and misleading information. The nervousness is so palpable that Pakistan is claiming that its missile has hit India's air defense system by sharing an image of a fire at a military site in Moscow, which took place in 2023. Another laughable attempt one can see is where an old video from Indonesia is being shared to claim an attack on an Indian military colony. Similarly, an image is being circulated from the Ukraine-Russia conflict as Pakistan army intercepting a UAV drone. All these show that a nervous Islamabad is trying hard to shift the focus from its nefarious design to protect terrorists and control the narrative with a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Divakar, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
We would like to inform our listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully at this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information relating to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997112 59 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. Public sector banks have informed that ATMs, cash deposit machines, automated deposit cum withdrawal machines and all digital services are operational and available for public use. In an advisory, banks asked customers not to rely on unverified information. They also urged them to reach out to their nearest branches or contact them directly on their toll-free numbers. Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, has said there are ample fuel stocks across the country and its supply lines are operating smoothly. IOCL also urged citizens to avoid panic buying and unnecessary rush to ensure uninterrupted fuel access for all. It said that fuel and LPG is readily available at all its outlets. Meanwhile, the government has asked all media channels, digital platforms and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defence operations and movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defence Ministry, while citing Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circular, said disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardise operational effectiveness and endanger lives. The Directorate of Civil Defence will be testing air raid sirens installed at PWD headquarters located at ITO New Delhi today. In a statement, District Magistrate Central Delhi G. Sudhakar said the testing will commence at 3 p.m. and it will be carried out for a period of 15 to 20 minutes. The general public has been advised to stay calm and not to panic during this exercise. In view of the recent aggression from the Pakistan side, authorities have ordered the closure of airports in Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana. Earlier flight operations had already been suspended at several key airports across Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh as a precautionary measure to ensure civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, Delhi Airport has issued travel advisory saying operations remain normal. Some flights are impacted due to changing airspace conditions and heightened security. In the wake of the prevailing situation, Indian Railways has planned to run special trains from Jammu and Udhampur towards New Delhi. The train 04612, having 12 unreserved and 12 reserved coaches, is being run from Jammu. Another 20 coach Vande Bharat is running from Udhampur via Jammu and Pathankot. One more fully reserved special train has been planned from Jammu at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.